Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Brooklyn-based musician Matthew Houck, who records under the name Phosphorescent, has a kind of southern outlaw folk sensibility. It was front and center in his 2009 Willie Nelson tribute album, called simply To Willie. But his most recent release, called Here's to Taking It Easy, is all his own work. We'll hear more from Matthew in a moment, but first, a live performance. This is Phosphorescent, live on Soundcheck.
Just a song, and I've been gone so awful long. But baby, no, there ain't nothing wrong, and you know I'll be here soon. The road is long and the road does wind, and I'm bound to leave some parts behind. But don't you pay that any mind, 'cause you know I'll be here soon. So lay your ass out on the floor, and raise your glass and raise it more. We'll praise and laugh, we'll praise some more, and you know we'll be here soon. So dry your eyes in that setting sun, hey. I know the pressure's on and ain't nothing fun. But baby, no, this has all been done, but you know it ain't all done too. So get yourself and then bring her here, and go fix yourself up in the mirror, and we'll fix ourselves another beer, and you know we'll be here soon. So lay your ass out on the floor, and raise your glass and raise. Praise and laugh, we'll praise some more, and you know we'll be here soon.
That is Phosphorescent, live on Soundcheck. We'll be here soon is the name of the song. Phosphorescent is Matthew Houck singing and playing the guitar and surrounded by black boxes and effects pedals
all the boxes
and stuff
down here
like that. The album's called Here's to Taking It Easy. It came out last year, and Matthew, you've hardly been taking it easy since then, it seems.
Yeah, that was the idea behind that title, was to try to remind myself to do that. But yeah, we've been on the road
not
a lot.
Not a successful reminder, apparently.
No,
we've been touring with David Gray
and
the National, mm-hmm. the Letterman Show, etc.
Yeah, it's been a long year.
It's also an album that kind of looks back, not kind of, at points it's very explicit about looking back at your own southern roots. I mean, right from the opening gambit, you know.
Sure.
which is a song basically to your home state of Alabama?
Yeah, I think so. It was, but it's hard to, I've thought about that a lot, it might just, you know, it just happens to be, I think, it might just be to myself, and I happen to have, you know, been in Alabama at the time. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
No. you're originally from Alabama,
I
right?
Am. Yeah, from Alabama, yeah.
And then a detour to Athens, Georgia, on your way up to New York, where you live now.
Yeah, I lived in Athens for a few years, and then, yeah, now I live in Brooklyn.
But the first song is called It's Hard to Be Humble When You're From Alabama. I didn't realize that there was that kind of swagger involved in being from Alabama.
Oh, yeah, they got these, I had written the song, and I didn't know what it was going to be called. And they have these bumper stickers down there, you know, that say, it's hard to be humble when you're from Alabama, or like, you know, t-shirts at the gas stations or whatever. And, yeah, I saw it and I was like, well, there's the title right there.
Okay. The album before this one was, your tribute to Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. It was called To Willie. Apparently, you know, itself taking off from Willie Nelson's album To Lefty.
Exactly.
To Lefty Frizzell. The difference being that Lefty Frizzell was dead when Willie Nelson did his tribute to Lefty. Willie very much still with us when you did your tribute to him.
Very
so
much
what
so,
what
yeah.
was his response to you?
He was amazing. He somehow got my cell phone number before I had known that he had even heard, you know, the record. It had only been out for a month or so. And one day just gave me a call, which was, you know, just an honor like you can't imagine, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was really,
and
really sweet.
So did he invite you on the bus?
Or? Yeah, we went and hung out on the bus, and it was all that involves and all that. And
For folks who don't know, the bus is generally a pretty smoky place.
For sure.
And you got to play together.
Yeah, he invited us to play Farm Aid, which they, you know, they do every year, and they've been doing it for 20-some years, which is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And again, kind of slyly, he kind of just wandered out on stage during the song and, played with us, which was, again, you know, we got to sing a song together. It was just really
so
fantastic.
So you didn't know that was going to happen?
No.
Turn around and there's Willie Nelson in your band.
Yeah.
That's kind of a surreal experience.
Matthew
Hauk is the artist Phosphorescent. The new Phosphorescent record is called Here's to Taking It Easy. Came out last year. But the next song you're going to do for us goes back a little further to 2007, the album Pride.
Yeah.
This is called At Death, A Proclamation. Let's hear another live performance from Phosphorescent on Soundcheck.
Dark rooms we must go. And all right, though many's the hour, will come to you sour and slow. And all night, all those flames in the forest ring halos to glory. Us both. But all I can bring to that chorus of smoke is the hope that you know. Yeah.
That is Phosphorescent, the one-man band, Matthew Hauk, singing and playing guitar here in the studio, and a wistful song from a 2007 record called Pride.
Yeah.
At Death, a Proclamation. You could very well have been in a wistful or even worse mood last summer when your tour van was stolen.
Yeah.
But the story, remarkably, had a happy ending. Tell us the tale.
Yeah, it was a crazy few days. We had just played a show at the pier over here on the west side, which is a great show. And it's actually complicated. I have a motorcycle, and I was on the way to the show, and it broke down up in Queens. So we got to the show, and that was happening. But you know, played the show, and it was great. And then I left the van with the boys in the band, and went and had to deal with trying to figure out how to get my motorcycle home. Which it's really hard to get a motorcycle towed in New York City. I don't know if anybody knows this, but it's tough, and especially at like 3 a.m. But anyway, so the guys took the van, and the next morning, you know, I got a call, and you know, it had been stolen, and you know, all our gear was in there. So,
I mean, that's unfortunately not an uncommon story. You know, this has happened, you know, famously to Sonic Youth.
Absolutely,
and many, many other bands.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it ending the way it ended for you, though.
Exactly, yeah. So we were about to leave for a tour the next morning, but of course we had to cancel a couple shows, and all kinds of people were loaning us gear and being really supportive, and it was really amazing. And we got a whole new van that we borrowed and a whole new gear set up, borrowed guitars, borrowed drums and everything. And then the night that we were about to leave, the police called and said they had found the van.
And
everything was in it.
Everything's still in it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it was an opportunity for, you know, what we sort of blithely call a music community to actually show itself to be a true community.
It's true, actually. It was really something, you know. I think you can forget that a lot of times just because everybody's so busy doing their thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a really heartwarming thing, you know.
So people loaning you instruments, loaning you money, and basically making it possible.
Yeah, it was amazing, yeah.
So we're speaking with Matthew Hauk. The band is Phosphorescent. How big a band is it usually when you're in a concert setting?
There's about 5 or 6 of us right now. There's been a pretty steady touring band for the last couple of years, and they played on the last two records as well, the Twilly record and the Here's Taking It Easy. Yeah, I couldn't speak more highly about those guys than, you know, I think the best musicians around.
Well, they're not here. You are. Hey Me, I'm Light is this kind of bouncy number from the new record that I assume is meant for the big band kind of.
Actually, no, it's the opposite of that. The, Phosphorescent is this is one of the ones that is a solo thing that I don't actually get the chance to do ever, because it involves a lot of looping and layering of my own voice. So on the record, it's just me
genuine,
doing that one.
Genuinely a one-man band.
Well, in this case, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, Phosphorescent always kind of goes back and forth between, you know, things like this, experimental kind of things, mm-hmm. and then, you know, bring together these guys, which are, like I said, the best musicians around, and we always end up just kind of, you know, blowing it out.
All right.
So I don't get the chance to do these kinds that much.
Well, now you get the chance.
Yeah.
So here is the song, Hey Me, I'm Light. It is from the last Phosphorescent record called Here's to Taking It Easy. And everything you're about to hear is live from Matthew Hauk, a.k.a. Phosphorescent, here in the Soundcheck studio.
Hey, I'm lying.
I was wondering how you were going to end that piece. Once you got all those loops going there, that's Matthew Hauk, a.k.a. Phosphorescent, live on Soundcheck. And a song called Hey Me, I'm Light. That was all Matthew live on Soundcheck this afternoon. The album is called Here's to Taking It Easy. And Matthew, thanks very much for
taking it easy
here in the studio this afternoon. That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time, next time, for another Soundcheck. You can watch videos of recent performances in our studio. Just go to the Soundcheck page at wnyc.org/soundcheck.